In 1 year, I'm going to be making 30,000 euros per month. Watch. I like this exercise where I just sit down and I look at my bank account and I'm like, okay. Who is paying me today?
There's so many ways to make money. Like, it's the same with the Jordan Brown guy. Like, he made a free dropshipping course and everything is free. He only earns from the affiliate links and he's making like 150 to 200K a month just from Shopify affiliate alone.
I want to also go to Thailand and sip margaritas on a beach.
Really? You don't even drink?
I am offering, like, just as experiments, one spot where you can hire me. I was also thinking about hosting some kind of a seminar.
We need to bring something more action-packed.
We need drama.
Yeah, go ahead, George. What's your drama of the week?
I was just 5 minutes fixing this microphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your drama?
No, nothing. Not much. Looking forward to leave. Monday, I'm traveling to Thailand, so that's nice. What else? Yeah, I had a sponsor deal with Semrush, which is nice. $600 for 3 videos. Yeah, and still uploading.
How much are you paying to get those videos done?
20 a piece, so $60 and 600 back, so 90% profit margin. But the videos still need to be made, and they still need to pay. They will pay me through Impact, through their affiliate program, because They will also sign me up for that, and they can release the payment on my Impact account, basically. So that's how it will be released. Payment.
I want to be an affiliate as well of Semrush.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they reached out to me saw that because we had a video of Semrush before, and they were saying, hey, we have an affiliate program. You want to join? And I was like, no, we don't do affiliate programs, but we can make videos about Semrush that we can rank and that maybe be interesting for them, because I knew it was it's a big company, so they have probably some budget. So I said like $2.99 a video, and she came back for $200 a video. Still fine. Like, it's no extra work. So yeah, like, occasionally you have those things. So that's nice. And how
sounds
are you?
Like easy.
Easy money.
Sounds like easy money.
Yeah. And how are your Amazon videos doing?
I don't do the Amazon videos.
Oh, anymore. Amazon. I mean, the other,
yeah, affiliate.
I mean, the same setup of the Amazon review videos, but different topics. How are they going?
Yeah, everything is going well. I'm recording about 7 to 10 videos a day, taking me about 3 hours to do that. I have a script writer, I have a video editor. I am working a 9-to-5 schedule.
That's what you love, right?
Beautiful. Wow. Love it. But yeah, it's good. I'm already starting to see commissions come in for the thing that I'm doing, for the videos. Yeah, it's pretty good. I was thinking today, I went for a walk and I was thinking like this, right? So let's say that I'm publishing 10 videos per day and I'm working 6 days per week. And so that's 240 videos per month, 4 weeks times 6, 24. 24 times 10 videos, that's 240, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So 240. Let's say that the worst case scenario, only 10% of those videos rank and get views and traffic. So that's 24 videos. And then let's say that the worst case scenario, that every video, worst case scenario, only makes $100 a month. Right?
Through
affiliate marketing, right? So by recording 10 a day, I'm adding $2,400 in a really bad case scenario to my income.
Why would those videos be worth $2,400?
So I'm publishing in total 240 videos, correct?
Yeah.
Six a day. 10 times each day, right?
But why are they worth that amount?
Because they're driving traffic to the affiliate offer.
Yeah, so your average commission what you're getting is $10.
No. 100,
150. 150. Oh, it's those, okay, check. Ah, yeah, you get 10% of the 240, so 24 times 150.
Yeah. I'm being conservative. I'm being like, because I get like $150 commissions. and sometimes I get like $100 commissions, right? Yeah, so I'm saying, all right, let's be very conservative. Average is probably going to be around 120 or something, but let's say that I'm taking very like I'm being super conservative. I'm saying, okay, only 10% of videos rank. Out of those 10 that rank, you know, they make only like one sale per month, and that sale is going to be only $100.
Yeah.
So if I have 24 videos each making me $100 a month, technically I should be adding $2,400 per month in income, unless I am fucking up my math somewhere. Tell me.
It could be. Like the thing is, yeah, you don't know the conversion rate per video, of course. So yeah, like I did many of these calculations when I'm doing new things, and then you're like calculating, if I continue doing this, then it will add up and I will be soon at like 10, 20K a month. But it probably maybe can work. Like you only will know if the videos are live. So you'll see.
Yeah.
Like you had some decent affiliates from Share a Sale. So they're pretty familiar, right? Was it the same affiliate? Yeah, but Share a Sale is an affiliate platform. So it's not the actual commission.
Do partner. Not go to shareasale.com and do not sign up to shareasale.com. Do you hear me?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not good.
Don't do that.
It's weird because the same thing, the same affiliate, I have it as well. I'm getting 222 clicks per month, zero commission. So.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like last month, it was $300. I got some. But I'm getting 200, like between 200 and 250 clicks a month.
Are you not getting like transactions on Share a Sale?
No, it looks like it.
Okay.
So I don't know what
that's
it is.
That's really weird.
Poor traffic, maybe.
Maybe poor traffic. I'm getting, it's so funny, man. Oh, Bucks, I don't even want to go into that whole thing about the quality of traffic and shit.
Yeah.
So those are my like conservative calculations, basically. But then again, think about this. Publishing 10 videos like that a day is hard work, man.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Of course. Why do you do 10 and why not 5?
Every video, because I want to also go to Thailand and sip margaritas on a beach.
Really? You don't even drink.
I want to go to Thailand.
You can smoke weed there. It's legal.
Exactly. I want to smoke my joint on a beach in Thailand as well.
Well, you can. You can just bring your setup.
That's what I want to do, though.
Nah. So it doesn't matter. Or outsource everything.
Well, you're better at that than I am.
Nah, you do the same. But it depends. But if the math will work, it will be really nice. Let's see.
Yeah, but like, you know, recording 10 videos a day is not easy because every video takes me about 10 to 12 minutes to record. I have my whole setup is very easy to just press a button and go, but every video takes me about 10 to 12 minutes to just record, like purely reading out the thing, you know? So it's like, if I'm doing 10, that's, well, let's say that it's about 150 minutes. So that's already more than... Of speaking.
Yeah.
So that's like already more than 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like draining.
Two and a half hours. It's very draining. It's very draining.
I know. But yeah.
I'm covering different topics as well. So I have the affiliate. I have the for our thing. I'm covering how to make money on YouTube. I recorded the first video today already. So I got the first script and it should be edited like tomorrow maybe or something. And then I did a brand deal with a solar company from Australia that I told you about with Eric. They're paying me $800, $300 for production and then $500 for the thing. But they're getting a steal, man, because those videos are going to rank, I know. And they're only paying me like $500 flat. So they're getting such a fucking steal. It's crazy. And then I'm also doing...
It's for your network as well, you know?
Exactly. It's more like... Yeah, Eric, it's charity work, brother.
It is. And what's the end goal? Like, do you have a specific amount you want to hit a month or?
I want to get to 1K per day on average.
Okay. Well, then you're going to be recording for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're adding 2.4, let's say that you're adding 2.4 per month, right? If my calculations is right. So... and I'm making about 3K per month now. So I have 27K to go.
A year.
So 27 divided by 2.4. 27K divided by 2.4. 11 months and 25. 11.25.
Yeah, it's a year, basically. Nah, it's not much.
In one year, I'm going to be making 30,000 euros per month. Watch.
Yeah, but it depends if the current affiliate will also get exhausted. So you need to find different ones then, right?
But I'll be adding more different affiliates.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you need to. But that's also good because then you spread your chances as well.
Did you see that video I posted of Charlie Chang in our community?
Yeah, that's the... Yeah, I've seen that video. The Starter Story channel, right?
2.4 mil.
A year, yeah.
A year. That's 200,000 per month.
Yeah, but that's possible with like all the digital content stuff. Like you see so many people making 50K, 100K a month just by leveraging digital content, affiliate links. Like yesterday, I saw a video of that Max Penzon guy or something. He was big with schools, setting up school communities. And before he was making SMMA videos on YouTube. And he just has a free school about SMMA. And he has a Go High Level affiliate in there as well. And he's making like 56K a month of Go High Level affiliate. Just from people joining the free school community, then using his link. So that's insane.
What is Go High Level?
It's a SMMA tool. Ah, I got you triggered. Yeah, he's right.
When I hear high paying affiliate, bro, I note it down.
yeah. So they're pretty big in SMMA. So it might be a good one for you. I tried making an account myself as well, but it's pretty difficult. You can't get a free trial, so you need to get some sort of subscription.
Can you reach out? Wait, what do you mean? So you have to subscribe to Go High Level to get an affiliate link?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a while ago. I tried it like 2 months ago, but my freelancer couldn't sign up for it, and I tried it. Something didn't come true. Like they need your phone number and they verify it. Like you can't just make a simple account, like a throwaway. You probably can, maybe if you reach out to them. But the thing is, in the end, there's so many ways to make money. Like it's the same with the Jordan Brown guy. Like he made a free dropshipping course and everything is free. He only earns from the affiliate links and he's making like 150 to 200K a month just from Shopify affiliate alone because people need Shopify to build a dropshipping website. So there are many opportunities there. But yeah, the key is traffic. And it's also what the Charlie Young guy is doing. It's traffic. Like he's ranking for very big keywords. I think he has a couple million subscribers or at least 1 million.
Yeah.
So he knows how to get the attention. And if you have the attention, you can send them to an offer. And you can make the offer look free. Like affiliate links, the offers look free. The people just click.
Yeah.
And you just get a nice commission.
You're just a layer in between the company.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. That's so that's it. So that's nice when you have already an audience or, yeah. It's good stuff.
Volume. Or when you know how to rank videos and get that juicy search traffic.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. Instead of making a browse videos that can randomly pop up, like my old channel from 1 year ago that I quit. Out of nowhere, it's doing like 14,000 views every 48 hours.
Please give a round of applause for Ron's browse channel.
It's so useless because I'm not using the channel. The audience I'm getting on the current video is like useless as well. But I can't use it. And the weird thing is, it's US audience. It's between 44 and 65 plus years old. So you would say, damn, sweet RPM. $2.50.
$2.5. What's the topic?
It's about a streaming service, but the streaming service is free. So that's probably why. It's called Pluto TV.
Yeah.
That's a streaming service. So that's probably why. But still, like old audience and US. So I would expect at least more.
Yeah.
But yeah,
hey, not all older US audience is equal. If they're looking for a free streaming service,
they have no money to spend and they still want to watch their shows.
They probably don't have so much discretionary income.
Yeah, so that's probably why. But yeah, it's funny to see.
Hey, quick interruption. Do you want to learn how to make $5,000 per month on YouTube without showing your face or making any of the videos yourself? Well, if that's the case, I've put together a free video training where I show you step-by-step on how I make $5,000 per month so you can replicate it and do exactly the same. Click the first link down in the description of this episode and check it out. All right, back to the podcast.
Still though, the brows, it's if you can make it work, it's attractive. But yeah, that's with a
can
big
you,
if.
Can you pull up the analytics of that video here on the screen so we can can check? I think if you go to brand.
What do you mean brand? Present, right?
Here on the right. Or present. Oh yeah, present. Oh yeah, yeah, present.
Is it also for YouTube then?
We'll do it like this. Just present.
Okay. So one moment.
So for you guys who are on YouTube, you get to see Ron's analytics of one of his videos from his Browse channel that randomly got picked up. So if you ain't doing, if you ain't on YouTube, come on YouTube, see the visuals. It's not just audio. All right.
Yeah. So it's this one, random channel of a random video, random spike at around 350 days later. It was stuck at around 33,000 views, and it's now 3-4 days later, or 5 days later, at 65,000. So yeah, it's now at just under 12,000 views every 48 hours. And as you can see, RPM, really shitty. Skippable ads is also pretty low. Maybe that's why. Audience, you can check it here. Ooh. Very old audience. US, Canada, UK, Australia.
Ooh.
10-minute video also. So it's also a long video. Damn. I inserted 2 extra ad breaks 2 days ago just to see if something will change. Yeah.
Can you click on the money? How is the click on the estimated revenue? Yeah. Can you scroll the past, you know? Yeah, okay. So like it was yeah.
Probably increasing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the same with this one. Also an older channel, audience, I mean. Also, yeah, but it's also this $5.60, and the audience is almost similar. Oh, it's gone. Oh, wait.
Because it's Harley Davidson.
Yeah, but look, pretty old.
Yeah.
And US. Yeah, and it's about Harley Davidson, but probably Harley Davidson is like, yeah, let's put some ads on this video.
Probably.
Higher RPM, so...
Probably it's probably like Pluto TV is if it's free, I don't know what it is, then it's like, yeah, who wants to bid on free stuff?
Yeah, but, nobody.
Yeah, but Harley Davidson, people who use Harley Davidson, they are, I would assume that they
Damn
have
boys.
good discretionary income.
Could be. Yeah. So, but yeah, this is just Browse. But what I was saying, like, it still interests me to have like a Browse channel working, but like it's so next level. So I won't make that mistake for now. But it's like still funny how YouTube works, the whole algorithm stuff.
Yeah, like a one year later. How random. I don't like that.
Me neither. Like I first want to scale comfortably to 15K a month or at least 10K a month soon, like within a couple months. That would be nice. And then you have some money to play around with. And yeah, that's basically what I'm planning to do. And then I will see. Like first, the stable income. So if you're selling your search channel, contact me. I do it everywhere. I'm plugging it everywhere. Yeah, so let's see. But YouTube, it's still interesting. It's a nice game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
that's all right for me. I like my affiliate marketing. I stick to that. Oh yeah, I had a conversation with Eric, that guy that I met. I met him on, what was it, Saturday or Sunday or this week? Oh, I met him on Tuesday. Okay. Anyway, I met this guy, right? My mentor who has sold his company, and he started off that company with SEO as well. It's like a solar company in Australia that helps you like compare quotes from different installers in your area, okay, so to get the best rates, right? And then basically, I think it's an affiliate model as well. So he told me that back in the day when he was doing it, he was doing it through Google, he was trying to become a super affiliate, right? So back in the day, that was a term where, you know, you would be like in the 1% of the top, you know, paid affiliate or something like this. They probably have it now as well. So anyway, I told him about what I'm doing and he's like, oh, I really like what you're doing with YouTube. And, you know, I made some videos for him. And then I kind of told him a little bit about our struggles with the coaching business and with my own personal thing. And he's like, yeah, dude, like you should continue with the coaching and with the affiliate. But with the affiliate, dude, you should just go all in on that. Fuck everything else. Just go all in on it. Like, I know he sold his company for like, I don't know exact figures, but I mean, he has a plus 33 extension, AKA Monaco on this phone. He has a residency in Monaco. That automatically tells you that he has a nice comfy half a milli chilling in his bank accounts just to show to the Monegasque government that, you know, I want to be your friend. It's not easy, yeah. You know? So it says basically that he had a very, very successful, profitable exit. But the only problem for me is that I don't have any corporate value, or you know what I mean? So it's my name, it's my brand name channel. So like, it's not that I can just sell my channel and that's it. Yeah. So, and at the same time, I don't want to, at this point, at least, because it'll be something completely new to me, like build a blog, you know, with like affiliate links. And
it's funny Tesla said so, yeah, because I'm trying the same. Like last week, I hired someone to translate the videos to a blog, to just get some extra AdSense money from ads, from banners. But the website got declined because the quality is of the content is low value, they're saying.
Really?
Yeah. So I think
okay. Why is it? That's interesting.
I don't know. They just say it's low value content. So I'm going to check on Google like what they see as high value content, because basically the blog articles, they're unique articles based on their video. We include images. We update everything, so I want to try to have it that channel, that page monetized as well, because the videos are online, and it's just transforming them to articles, and people are still looking on Google for those solutions. So yeah, I don't know why, but I'm trying to find a way to make it look like higher quality, and I don't know what it makes look higher quality, but that's the reason they give. But in the end, like there's still traffic on Google as well. So if your YouTube video doesn't rank, you maybe can rank with your article, and the search topics we cover are still very specific. So I don't think there are many articles about how to transfer money from this bank to that bank. And maybe there are some, but not about every bank, you know? So you probably, with the 3,000 videos, you can probably rank at least a couple hundred blogs over time.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what Metics Media, Charlie Chang, and the O'Brien brothers do. By the way, like those three names that I just mentioned, they're like the top G's in the space. They started early. They do it themselves. You know, they have great production value. They're going after that search traffic. And they're just, you know, fully focused on that. So, and they, all of them have blogs. You know, all of them also rank videos. But the thing is, I have zero experience with that. I have zero experience with backlinks and, you know, on-site SEO, off-site, like I have nothing, you know, but I would love to partner up with someone in some kind of like a split where we would create that, you know, together and drive traffic to affiliates and monetize there as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually like, funny, but because last week I was looking like, okay, how can I build a portfolio of digital assets? Like what else are there in terms of digital assets? We have YouTube, but we also have websites. And I came across another podcast of a Dutch guy called Niels. And he started with his own SEO blog about sleep in the Netherlands. Mm. He's basically writing informing articles like, well, what's the best sleeping pillow? Like my pillow also got featured on there when I was still having my e-commerce company. So he was like promoting pillows. People clicked on the link, they get a commission. But what he was doing, like he was doing that for 2 years, and then he started to buy other affiliate websites. And he was also saying it can take around 6 months before Google like really trusts your domain. You need to build up your domain authority. It will take a lot of time. Yeah. And he's like, you can just buy an affiliate channel and you of an affiliate website and you can get in the game immediately. And it got me thinking, like, yeah, how nice is it if you can just buy digital assets that generate you money? But he also mentioned he had some people in the US, friends, etc. And Google decided to change up their algorithm and a lot of articles unranked. So there are always risks involved and it all looks very nice. But if you have like at least multiple assets of multiple streams of income, like you can at least like fill the gap if something like that happens.
Yeah.
It's very interesting for sure. Yeah.
That's the one thing that really bothers me. It's like if YouTube decides to come up with a Panda update or, you know, adpocalypsis on YouTube and there's something else or like, you know, whatever, invalid traffic. Like, it's so out of your hands. It's insane, man. And that leads me to like this idea of having your own list, you know, building this proper, you know, list, a website where you know, sending out emails to people. So it's like, it's really hedging your risks, basically.
Yeah, but a lot of people have it, especially in the online space. Like if you do advertising, you need Meta, you need YouTube ads, you need Google ads, and they all have their own rules. But yeah, if you're reliant on ads as well to run your business profitably, you also have a huge risk. So
yeah,
but it's part of the game, I think.
And then at the same time, it's like, okay, well, sure, a blog is a great diversification and hedging against risk, but then am I spreading myself thin and diverting my attention from the one thing onto multiple things?
Yeah, but that's also the thing. Like, what do you do yourself, you know? Like, you don't need to write the articles yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need to make the videos yourself. So yeah, and that's a choice.
If you then listen to the advice of what like Warren and Charlie say, they say basically that you don't need to have many opportunities in life. You know, they say basically I can improve your investing results by giving you a scorecard where you can only invest 10 times throughout your whole life. You are really going to think about every time you buy shares of company, right? If you only had 10 attempts. So this is to say that like you don't need to have many opportunities to I'm going to do this and that and shiny object and freaking affiliate and you know, I don't know, drop shipping, TikTok. No, there's so many things. You know, they come from all directions. But like I like this exercise where I just sit down and I look at my bank account and I'm like, okay, who is paying me today? And then whoever is paying, you just double down on that. Like, okay, YouTube is paying, ShareSale is paying. I'm partner of a bunch of other affiliate networks. But the thing is, those affiliate networks are a pain in the ass because you got to go in and click an extra button for them to pay you.
Yeah, so press the button. It's no big deal.
I don't know. It's not the kind of partnership I like. I like a partnership where it's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to produce the content. Just make sure you pay me. Make sure that I get money into my bank account every month. Why do I have to think about going into the fucking affiliate platform and clicking the button and...
Yeah, it's just for convenience because I need to track the links. So it makes sense. Or you need to partner up like what you did with Eric, but then you need to do more outreach, which is also a way to do. But it all depends like what your focus is.
Yeah. Like
if you're filming yourself, your focus is filming and that takes a lot of time and energy. So you don't have even the energy to focus on something else. But if you outsource that part, you have time for other things. So it just depends on for yourself, like what do you want to do and what's the most leverage for yourself? What do you enjoy?
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Not do too much at once because that's especially not stuff like drop shipping, which is very complex. Starting a YouTube automation channel in browse, which is very complex and time intense. But like some other things are less intense, I think, once the system is there, like search.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And you know, like you said, like kind of removing yourself out of the equation. And of course, I agree. And I would love to eventually And I had it as well. I was working with a small creator from Canada. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I was working with a small creator. But the thing is, like, if you want to have a small creator with good equipment in a first world country with like proper accent and stuff, you're going to pay quite a lot for a video recording, right? So you need to know your numbers and you need to have capital to work with, right? At this point, I have capital, but I just don't want to put up the capital up front and wait for 3 to 6 months to get that money back from affiliate offers, right? I'd rather just hustle myself now, build up even more. And then when that is, you know, starting to basically deposit really good checks into my account, then I can start to, you know, do the math and divide, okay, that's how many videos I did. That's how much it's paying. This is the earnings per click. This is how many clicks I can get in this period, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the math, right? So eventually I will remove myself. Not remove myself. I will still continue doing it. But talking about like faceless versus not faceless, I just believe, and I'm probably wrong, but with faceless, you can, you know, go for much more competitive keywords. And as I'm saying this, I'm starting to think, you know, Shopify tutorial, the most competitive keyword. And the first video is by Medix Media, and he's not showing his face. It's just a really high production. Yeah. It's a really high production video.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, it's weird, but that's the YouTube algorithm, you know. In the end, it's all about viewer satisfaction. It's like a fucking you hear it every time. But if you can make a good tutorial, and people will check. Like I've seen many faceless channels with really great storytelling and good editing, and you're like really hooked. But that's like a different skill that you need to develop. But if you make like 10k a month, like you can find a creator for like 3k, 2.5k a month that can fully make videos. Like maybe find a small YouTuber with 1,000 subs who isn't making money. So
you basically clone yourself.
Yeah, or even better yet, if they're better than you, you know.
That's even better. But make sure that you can actually afford them. Because if they're better than you, bro, they can make more than you if they're better than you, no?
Yeah, but it depends because not all videos will immediately pay off. And same with affiliates. So it's basically, are they able to think long-term or not? And some people need to pay their bills. So they want 3K a month immediately. So it depends on the type of person, I think. But yeah, like if they probably see the results, they probably start a side hustle. And you know what's funny, by the way? The voiceover guy I hired from the Browse channel, so I stopped working with him because I quit the Browse channel. And I was doing some keyword research. He's now doing tutorials. So I was like, what? I know this voice. It's really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing it himself.
I think he's a voiceover artist for someone doing tutorials. But he's like on 5 channels. He's like everywhere. Yeah. Kind of funny.
he's just using his voice.
Yeah. Also a way to make money.
Yeah. Oh, you can make money with a lot of things.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But let us know how we can help you guys, by the way. Message us on Instagram.
Yeah.
We have a program. We have a community, you know. I was thinking today on a walk that like, and I don't know if you saw my story on the weekend. I was like, I'll fly out to your place and like help you set up a studio and like do this like high ticket offer. And I still want to put it out here like a little kind of call to action on the pod before we exit. It's like,
sure.
If someone is interested in the content creation setup like I have, where you can just, you know, press a button and then just start recording basically a script that is running in front of your eyes and that will video will rank and you will, you know, generate income through affiliate marketing and ad revenue and all this. If you are interested in that, right? If you are interested in becoming a creator of a sort, but specifically for search, which is like a very high guarantee of success, then reach out to me on Instagram with the word setup, okay? I am offering like just as an experiment, one spot where you can hire me. I will fly wherever you are. You will fly me out. Okay. We will buy the equipment. I will help you set up whatever, you know, the studio. So we'll do the backdrop. We will do the camera settings. We will do the basically everything. And over the weekend, so it'll be like a 2-day thing, I will teach you everything I know. And I'll give you like an instruction manual on how to use everything, you know? I'll be all right. This is how you find the topics. This is how you create the scripts. This is how you read them out. So I'll teach you basically everything over like a weekend or like an extended weekend, right? Now, obviously, if I'm taking my time away from my work and flying, you know, wherever you are, that's taking away time from my work, which can be spent making money. So obviously, this is going to be a high ticket offer. Like, it'll be quite an expensive offer. So if we have, you know, that one person who's like, yes, I have money to invest, I want to do it myself, you know, and I want to do it, reach out to me. The word is setup. That's the one thing I want to mention. The second thing I want to mention before we leave is I was also thinking about hosting some kind of a seminar in end of spring or beginning of summer, maybe in Germany or maybe in the Netherlands, like Central Europe.
Why Germany? Oh, okay, Central Europe.
Because we have a lot of Germans listening. Yeah. We have a lot of Dutch people listening. So I thought maybe like Central Europe can be a convenient place for that. And you know, we can basically rent like an auditorium or like an auditorium in a, it's called aula in Swedish and I think in Dutch as well. Yeah, we can rent a little aula. And then we can do like a seminar, either one day or 2 day seminar, where we can talk basically all about, you know, in person and share, you know, with a small group of people, everything we know, either us together or myself alone or, you know, whatever it is. So that's also another thing that I thought. I think it'd be pretty cool to do an in-person seminar, meet some of you guys. Plus, you know, I'm going to be in Central Europe in summer anyways. Ron lives there as well. Yeah. You're probably going to be somewhere there as well, so we can arrange something like that if
Location is key here with that.
Yeah, location is key, but we have a lot of Dutch listeners and a lot of Germans and stuff, so, and a lot of from Europe, and Europe is pretty convenient. So if, you know, enough people are interested in this from you guys listening, right, I would say like if 10 people are interested, I think it'll be worthwhile for us to organize this. But we will give you more information about this. Can we do a little form, Ron, underneath this video?
Yeah, you know how to make a form as well.
No, okay.
It's so not that I know. Everyone knows how to make a form.
There will be a form underneath this video, okay? Basically asking you one question, okay? Would you be interested in a seminar or not? Click the link in the, you know, show notes or in the description of this video and let us know if you're interested in a seminar or not. If you are,
and yeah, but would you also join? Because like everybody's interested in a seminar, but like if it comes to the point that they also need to come, yeah.
Yes. Would you pay? That's what I'm asking. Are you interested and would you pay?
Yeah, but depends on what the price is.
Of course. And what depends on what? Okay, so what can we charge? I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm hearing this for the first time. I like the idea, but I don't know. I think in the end, people like meeting up in real life because YouTube is only online. So we could arrange something like that, but it's in the setup. And like we need to find a location.
And we can also like bring guests, by the way. We can try. I can try to organize like, for Dave Nick to come, maybe Yuri can come, maybe Hessel can come, maybe someone else from the space that we know can come as well, just like hang out. Like basically what we did in Dubai, like that kind of seminar, but you know, more in the content creation, YTA, YouTube space. So, okay, click the link in the description. Let us know if you're interested. And if you are, okay, you know, would you pay for it as well? Because that's very important. Because if we will need to organize all of this, fly everyone out there,
it will take a long time because you need to have everyone's schedule aligned. So this would take at least half a year minimum.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if we start planning it now, we can plan it for, you know, in 6 months, for example, or end of summer or something like that. But that's just an idea that I had because I think it'd be really cool to do something in person live.
In person, I'm all up for it. So that would be nice. Yeah, but so far, like the whole execution and where, I have no idea. But we can hear around first.
There are layers of complexity to this, okay? Yeah. We can either do like in-person live, just us, which is like easier, right? Or we can then start adding layers of complexity where it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to try to get this person to come.
We need guests. Especially people listening to this podcast, they know us already. So that would need guests. But let's first think it through because It's the first time I'm hearing it. So yeah,
that's how it goes, guys. I just tell Ron on the spot in public, dude, let's do a seminar in person.
Yeah, let's see how long it will hold up. That's the only thing. No, but let's let leave a comment.
Hey, let the audience decide.
Yeah, that's important. So
you guys let us know if that is something that you're interested in, and if you are, I will convince this guy.
I live here already, so. It's easy. In Lilwater, right? Is it?
Yeah, we will do it on your street, bro. You just come downstairs. Instead of the supermarket, you just go to the next building and best. You just do it there.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then go back.
Yeah. Just a quick hour, like a pause. Yeah.
All right, guys, can't be too long.
I need to go travel. It's too cold here. Okay, let's end the podcast here. Bye, people.
No, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Let's keep it running, and I'll go. I'll go pee and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. Ciao.
See you next week. Bye.